السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers in Islam, today all day something came to me. When I hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran talk about ayat, the sign of Allah. An ayat and a sign of Allah, ayah, word ayah in Quran has many meaning in language. From linguistic point of view. Ayah meaning a complete sentence, ayah meaning the wall of a garden, ayah meaning understanding, ayah meaning a sign, ayah meaning a signature of things and a piece of knowledge, ayah meaning a way somebody introduced something to you to remember or to comprehend. It has a lot of meaning, but let's focus about only one meaning today. Ayah meaning a sign. Allah showed us a sign, and many verses in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَنُرِيهُمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنْ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We will show him our sign in the horizon and in themselves, until they know it the truth. This verse can be for non-Muslim, can be for us, can be for a Muslim, can be for everybody in any given time. But I want you to go to any website or any apps belong to Quran and collecting all the ayat containing ayah. Any ayat containing ayah. And the ayat containing ayah is a lot in Quran. And when you look, you have some of them is a message for certain people. For example, لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, to people can comprehend. To قَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ, to people who believe. To قَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ. You have plenty of verses like that. By this way, when the message coming, Allah said to people who have intellect, to people who are thinker, to people who are a believer, to people who have taqwa, and keep going. And I want you to remember, you can have a high IQ, you can be a scientist, you can have all doctor degree, according to Allah, you have no tafakkur. You have no intellect. By the way, intellect in here is belong to guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not talk about the scientist. He has intellect. The intellect, the ability to see Allah's sign. I was watching program about a new boat England make it to go to the Arctic to discover a new species. A new whatever. And a lot of this scientist is completely atheist. Subhanallah. They will die and they go to Allah and they never, with all the ayat of Allah, they never discover him. By this way, my message in here, I want you to be careful about something very important. These verses to people who believe, to people who have tafakkur, to people who have iman, to people who have hidayah. Now another verses with the same ayah completely, لَعَلَّهُمْ. Maybe you will do tafakkur. Maybe you will do tadakkur. Maybe you will have intellect. Maybe you will be guided. Maybe you will be thankful. Maybe you will do taqwa. Imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you ayat and he said, maybe you will get it. Okay, now you have another one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning about the ayat and if the person in ghafla, mutakabbirun, arrogant. What it mean in here? If I'm in a state of arrogant, I'm in a state of kufr, denial, I'm in a state of ghafla, if I'm not in a state of tafaqquh, if I'm not in the state of intellect, meaning with Allah, all this ayat will passing by, I will not get it. And this happening to us today. Because now I want you to really get this message in action. Father Habib, his father, Rahmatullah alayhi, passed away one day or one day and a half ago or 2 days now. What we learned from it? What he learned from it? What the family learned from it? We know the end of time. One of the signs, we will bury our dead, but we will not gain wisdom from it. What is the wisdom of that? I'm next. When I am belong to Akhirah, I have humble and humility. I'm in a state of tazkira. I'm in a state of iman. I'm in a state of guidance. I'm in a state belong to Allah. Now I'm ulul albab. Now I'm with intellect. Now I'm with tafakkur. Now we are with tadabbur. Is a lot. By this way, today, you can pass all this knowledge. You can it pass by in your eye and your ear. Doesn't mean you will get it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from heedlessness, ghafla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from arrogance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from not being thankful. Because I share with you today, my brother and sister in Islam, I see it over and over again. We get the message, we hear the message, but we turn back to the message. We do not have the zeal for the message anymore. It's not important to me. It's easy to betray the message. It's easy to betray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Allah give me dunya and I be a little bit comfort, I start becoming rebellion, against Allah, not thankful, not content, against even those who give me goodness or try to be good to me. And believe me, if this is the case, you are in a state of betraying the message. Because this message, the more I have it, the more I humble, the more I thanks, the more it lead me to guidance, the more to lead me to intellect, the more it lead me to allow me to see and comprehend with the eye belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because everything reflect me to be for Allah, to go to Allah. And now I'm thanking Allah for His hidayah. I'm thanking Allah for every piece of knowledge lead me to hidayah. I'm thanking Allah, I'm thanking those who help me to lead me to hidayah. And I'm trying to do whatever I can and at utmost to reach hidayah. And I'm in a struggle to reach hidayah, and it will humble me and allow me to hear and listen. For example, a lot of these verses, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, maybe they will remember, maybe they will have intellect. Imagine, this is the language of Allah to us. What make me comprehend? What make me have vision? Humble and humility. And what can lead me to the opposite? وَلَيَعْزُ بِاللَّهِ كُفْرٍ, denial and arrogance. When the nafs is high, when the nafs is not clear. Believe me, honest to Allah. I know some people do not like it, but I'm choking. I'm really choking. I'm choking within, choking for everybody. Because the situation is getting rougher. And the people who fall down is more than the people who is coming up. And this is sunnah of the end of time. Nothing I can do. But I should be worried about myself, worry about others, do whatever I can until I die. Some people tell me, oh, your messages is not positive. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَنُرِيهُمْ آيَاتِنَا, I will show you my signs. The person who died, rahmatullah alayh, is not a sign. When you see somebody elder, is not a sign. The sun from east and west is not a sign. The light is not a sign. The sea is not a sign. The weather is not a sign. The difference between night and day is not a sign. All this, you have tons and tons of signs Allah mentioned in Quran. But all the signs should do what? Make me return to Allah. Thank Allah. Be vigilant. Do whatever I can. Save my time. Gain my time. Do whatever I can. And if I cannot do nothing, I have plenty to do. Dhikrullah, ibadah, good deed, dua for the ummah. The mu'min has no idle time at all. At all. It's a continuation of a journey getting closer to Allah until I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I'm Abdullah. And Abdullah, every moment in my life is Abd. My dhikr, my tasbih, my life, my breathing, my thinking, my thought. When I see somebody sick, when I see somebody disabled, when I see the condition of the ummah, all this is a sign. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see His sign, allow us to be humble and humility, to give us the tawfiq to able to see and to able to comprehend and able to live the message. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being too arrogant to the point we betrayed the message of Allah and not be in a state of thanks to Allah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me a abd, living as a abd, die as a abd, resurrected as a abd. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the basira and nur and hidayah to allow me to see His message, comprehend it, and comprehend the wisdom, and give me tawfiq to live accordingly to all the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, do a lot of dua, dhikr and dua, and beg Allah at this time to save you, guard you, and give you the humble and humility and the wisdom to understand and have ikhlas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen.